This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and bulk mail centers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage of all the goodies that we have over there for you to take a look at. All right, joining us right now, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We were talking about this situation with the Democrats and what the president had to say last night in Orlando. And the big gist of what was also mentioned last night in the first speech that was done by Vice President Pence was about socialism.
Good. I'm glad that was certainly addressed.
Yep. Now, you wanted to mention the fact that socialism is definitely the scourge that we're looking at here if we don't realize what happens if we don't vote for the right people this time around.
Well, look, I guess I would say there needs to be a full-blown description of why socialism is antithetical to everything that's, you know, about the United States. And that the Democrat Party really needs to do a check on itself. And if they're not going to, then, you know, we being essentially a two-party system, we need to say, look, I mean, you know, there needs to be a true concentration of the consequences. And it goes way beyond what we're seeing in Venezuela. You know, Venezuela certainly is a good example, but, you know, if socialism had been applied here in, or is applied as the Democrats want to do here in the United States, then it puts an awful lot of free market, free enterprise corporations and, I guess American dreams on notice. And I think that those things really need to be itemized.
Right. And, of course, we are aware of the fact that the Democrats have gone hard left. Even Joe Biden has moved over left with some of these people. AOC has said that they're not far enough. I mean, we got all kinds of people just right way over the cliff on the left side of the aisle. And somewhere along the line, if they want to win or even stand a chance of winning an election, they need to come back towards the center. Will they?
No.
Okay. I don't disagree with you. I'll tell you that much. I don't disagree with you. Now, how about the president announcing the deportation of millions, that's his words, millions of illegal aliens? How are we going to do that?
Well, here's a distinction. There's not a lot of detail, but there are, I don't know what the number is, but at least going to be a million because that's the number that's being used.
Right.
are here illegally that are have already been adjudicated as being, legally gone through the process, I should say, to be deported. Those that, you know, either did show up in court in order to be deported and didn't, or those that didn't show up for their case and hence should be deported. So we already know who they are. We already have their names. So we are going to have to go through some real investigations to find that million and then start getting them out of here. So okay. Those are the ones that are already designated. That could be 2 million for all we know. We don't know what that number is, but at least they're going to try and use ICE resources, and that's going to be difficult because so many of those resources are at the border to track these people down, which I think is going to put some big burden on Department of Homeland Security investigations, track these people down begin, you know, finding them, getting them, and deporting them.
Now, little Miss Ocasio-Cortez has created quite a panic over the border enforcement calling concentration camps down there where we're keeping people, and says never again. And then she turns around and says, well, no, wait a minute. I wasn't invoking the Holocaust, and it wasn't really about concentration camps. I just used a description. Well, come on.
Yeah, she stepped in that one. And I hope that, I truly hope that everybody just kind of attaches that to her from here on out. That was really an outrageous statement that she made.
Yeah.
Offensive beyond description.
Yep, exactly correct. And folks, I'm speaking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, sign up for her daily sit reps, and find out what's going on when she finds out. And you'll know before the mainstream media does, because usually what Denise reports on is heard about a day or two later, right?
Sometimes that happens.
Yep. And then they don't give you credit for the story.
Well, that's okay.
And it's not okay. It's not okay. Which is where you come up with the word fake news, because they don't give people the correct the correct representation. All right, well, hold on. Folks, when we come back, Joe Biden has said something about guns that's unbelievable. Wait till you hear this about building James Bond-style guns. You won't believe it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention GCN Self-Reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location. And rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses, too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300, or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they belong to the United States Concealed Carry Association because they know that our law enforcement agencies don't always get it right when you have to defend yourself. The last person standing is the first person they're going to look at. Now, if you want to find out more about what the USCCA does and how they do it, go to my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, and remember that you can sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. You'll see that drop down window right there. And you can also become a member, one of the three layers of membership that they have. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff for doing just that. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo link. That's right there. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and hello again.
Good morning.
Now, you just pointed out some rockets were fired into Iraq.
Yeah, and the reason this is a little concerning because these are these Katyusha rockets, which are Iranian-made, but at least one, possibly more, struck just south of Basra. And it appears that the target was the Exxon Mobil facility, which houses their personnel and their command and control center. Exxon was evacuating their staff just as this happened, and apparently they've got 21 staff personnel that was in the command and control center. Three people were hurt. We don't know who those three people are. But it landed 100 meters apart from the site from the residence and the operations center. So now this kind of says, well, this is interesting because we have this tanker thing, so are they going to just lob a couple of rockets from time to time? Hitting, I might add, an oil facility. Now, Exxon is not the only company operating there because
right.
Italy's Eni Spa is a oil facility as well as Royal Dutch Shell. So there are at least three oil companies that are right there in this particular area of Basra.
Now, for all those that are gun owners, Joe Biden has come out and he's really, this is ridiculous. He's come out with talking about the gun industry needs to build guns that are built like James Bond in the movies where they don't fire without a DNA match for the owner.
Okay.
I mean, this is ridiculous.
Okay, Joe.
Yeah. What happens if you get yourself involved in a shooting and somebody goes down and you have to defend yourself and there's only one gun in the building and there's a guy coming at you shooting up the place? What do you do if you can't, your DNA?
I don't know, but he just wants to be in part of the whole debate. And obviously somebody concocted that as part of the discussion. And he decided to include it in his talking points because he wanted to be part of the whole anti-gun whatever.
Well, then you got Mitch McConnell, who's opposing the slavery reparations, saying that no one living...
Well, the hearing starts today, by the way.
Yeah, and isn't that Maxine Waters that's in charge of that?
No, Sheila Jackson Lee.
Oh, Sheila Jackson Lee. Okay. All right, that's even worse. She's from Houston. And you folks down there in Houston, why are you electing her? Why are you electing her? But anyway, Mitch says no one living is responsible for that.
Yeah, he also says there's no one living that should get paid for him either.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Here's the thing. You notice that they're not speaking about reparations to Native Americans.
Right. Right. And if anybody deserves reparations, it's the Indians, the American Indians, because of the land they had stolen from them, right?
Oh, yeah. Now, do we also do reparations for what we did in World War II and the Japanese?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, so whatever.
Okay. Well, it is what it is. By the way, somebody just asked me here. Let's see. Who is this? Major Mac is asking, what are you going to write about today?
It's such a target-rich environment. I appreciate the question. I will probably explain a little bit of Iran and the wider issues that are really not being talked about on why we are doing what we're doing in the Middle East because of Iran. Certainly about Europe, because Europe, they just can't seem to get the message on what they need to be doing with Iran.
Now we had some news yesterday. The Defense Secretary, Mr. Shanahan, is not going to wait around for his appointment to go through. He's citing personal reasons. And the Army Secretary, who's very well thought of, Mike Esper, has been instead nominated to take the place as the Defense Secretary. I believe he takes his seat as soon as Monday.
As an acting.
That's right.
Now this one seems to be a good name. Perhaps he should have been in there in the first place. But he was confirmed already as Secretary of the Army.
Right.
So, putting him there in the acting role is an easy move, but, Mitch McConnell is calling for permanency as a confirmation as a secretary position. And I agree with that, actually. So if that happens, there should not be an issue with his confirmation because, you know, he was good enough to be Secretary of the Army. But he's a graduate of West Point. He's been in the private sector and then back into coming in as Secretary of the Army. So he has a good reputation and is highly respected. The whole matter of Trump putting Shanahan in there probably never should have happened. I think it was a knee-jerk reaction after, you know, he fired Mattis. So I kind of believe that was a bad move all the way around. But Shanahan delivered his resignation officially yesterday after this USA Today article.
Yep.
And it was a nasty article, but Shanahan owned it. And I think his last day is on Friday.
Okay. Now, Trey Gowdy chimed in yesterday, made news again, saying that John Brennan, James Clapper, and James Comey knew full well that this dossier that was used in the intelligence assessment was not legitimate.
Okay. Well, we've pretty well established that, right?
Yeah, we have, but he brought it up again for some reason.
I don't know. I was really out of pocket for most of the day yesterday, so I can't speak to that. I didn't hear anything that he had to say.
Well, we do know that Hillary Clinton's State Department is in big trouble for the emails. They have 15 people with 30 violations, seven of which are being referred for criminal prosecution.
I don't know how far that went. If they are being referred for that, that might be true. But I do know that that particular piece of the investigation is not complete.
Correct.
The only reason we heard about it is because the State Department gave a preliminary summary letter to Senator Grassley. And that's why we heard about it in the news here in the last couple of days. So there may be more to come. But this is kind of interesting that the State Department personnel are the ones that are getting I would say part of this. Some of them may be disciplined. We don't know what kind of discipline. It may be nothing more than a ruler on their knuckles. I don't know. But guess who's not being disciplined? Hillary herself.
Right. And by the way, did you see who was in the crowd last night sitting right there with the folks, Senator Lindsey Graham?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
All righty. All righty. We got to run, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right. Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Trot on over there to her website. Sign up for the great articles that she has. And we'll be right back to take a look at our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has formally launched his 2020 re-election campaign. The president spoke to reporters at a rally in Orlando.
Our radical Democrat opponents are driven by hatred, prejudice, and rage. They want to destroy you, and they want to destroy our country as we know it. Not acceptable. It's not going to happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the withdrawal of Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan's nomination for the permanent position means national security is at risk.
This is a very difficult time with everything going on in Iran and all the provocations and counteractions. And to have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
Shanahan withdrew after reports surfaced about domestic abuse with his family. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment. Last hour we had Ron Edwards on, a special feature. But this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We all know that. And more have chosen to go off to a technical school to learn a trade that in most cases will pay them more right off the bat than going to college and getting that liberal arts degree, which doesn't seem to do much for you except give you a piece of paper. So if you're really interested in making serious money and you're coming out of high school, I want to tell you about the National Aviation Academy. Now, if you're leaving the military and you're really interested about making serious money, starting at $50,000-$60,000 a year, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Because in 14 short months, you will be well on your way to becoming a certified aviation maintenance tech. That's a job that pays you $50,000 or $60,000 a year, right in that range, to start. So here's what you do. Go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That will open the door wide open for you. National Aviation Academy. All right. We've got 1,000 troops we heard about yesterday going over to the Middle East. Some of those troops are going to be riding shotgun on some of the tankers that are going through the Straits of Hormuz up through the Gulf of Oman. Some of the other ones are naval people who are going to be on those little fast boats that we have of our own. By the way, those little fast boats can be pretty deadly. They're armed to the teeth. They zigzag around. You can't really see them on radar. Can't really see them on radar, especially if they're made out of something other than metal, which is how they are able to cloak themselves. And at night, you can't see them anyway, because when they come up alongside a ship, it's like, oh, hello. They don't know they're there. So we'll see how that all works out. Now, the Coast Guard has picked a home port for the new icebreaker fleet that they're going to have. And they'll do much of their hardest work in the world that's icy white. But the Coast Guard's new fleet of polar security cutters will be emerald, or home ported in the Emerald City in Carolina. We'll see how that all works out. Also, we heard about Egypt's Mohamed Morsi, the ex-Muslim Brotherhood leader who died after dying in court. He was buried within hours after he collapsed and died on Monday. And we're finding out by CENTCOM that back on June the 6th, an MQ-9 Reaper drone was shot down over Yemen. U.S. Central Command said a Reaper was shot down by Houthi rebels who were assisted by Iran to fire an SA-6 surface-to-air missile at the aircraft, bringing it down. In addition, U.S. military has lifted its long-standing curfew for troops in the Korean Peninsula. The roughly 28,500 U.S. service members can behave now. How about that? And a triple suicide attack killed at least 30 in northeast Nigeria. At least 30 people killed in a triple suicide attack in northeast Nigeria in the state of Borno, the biggest mass killing this year by Islamic militants. And that could be Boko Haram, that could be ISIS, that could even be Al-Qaeda. They're all operating in that region. Well, locals in the provincial capital of Helmand in Afghanistan often show visitors reminders of the days when the Taliban attacked, a bathroom where a rocket hit and killed a co-worker, a house where citizens hid from withering crossfire, a checkpoint built from an old Soviet tank that was almost overrun by the militants. As the prospect of a U.S. withdrawal is not getting any closer at all to what's going on in Afghanistan. By the way, troops are happy but skeptical as the U.S. military suspended off-basis curfews in South Korea. We just mentioned that briefly. We'll see how that all works out. And critics protest a plan for the U.S. military to use Galapagos Island for anti-drug trafficking flights. Now, this is in the South American, Central American region, a plan by Ecuador to let the U.S. military use a Galapagos island for aircraft on the anti-drug trafficking flights is drawing criticism that the agreement would damage the unique animal and plant life there. Well, hey, I don't think so. I don't think so. But they definitely need to stop the scourge of drugs in that area. Speaking of Iran, in an effort to bolster its public case against Iran, the Pentagon released new photos that officials said show the members of a Tehran Revolutionary Guard boat, which was responsible for the attacks last week on two oil tankers near the Persian Gulf, that had several Tippett mines on board it. Now, where'd they get them from? And what were they doing with them? I think we all know the answer to that question. By the way, a B-52H Stratofortress and fighters from the Lincoln Strike Force Group passed over the carrier recently in a dramatic show of force to Iran. They're out there in the Arabian Sea right now. Rockets also landed near Iraq's Camp Taji, home of many U.S. personnel. The Iraqi military says three rockets have hit an installation north of Baghdad used by Iraq troops and where American trainers are also present. There was no immediate word on casualties. We just heard Denise Simon talking about down there in the port of Bahrain with some rockets being fired down there. Now, Iran says that they will surpass the uranium stockpile limit set by its nuclear deal in the next 10 days. I think they've already done it myself, raising the pressure on Europeans trying to save the accord a year after the U.S. withdrawal lit the fuse for the heightened tensions now between Tehran and Washington. We'll see how all that plays out. Don't know for sure. Don't know for sure. Lockheed, by the way, will force down the F-35 flight costs. This is something they need to do. They have had 25 of 25 aircraft all over budget, supposed to be below $80 million per plane, and they've all been almost double that, as the price of the aircraft needs to come back down where it's supposed to be. By the way, the Paris Air Show just had that. French President Emmanuel Macron and the defense ministers of Germany, France, and Spain unveiled the mock-up of a sixth-generation combat aircraft moving forward with a project that they hope will become Europeans' primary serial aerial weapon within two decades or so. It's the revamp on the French Mirage jet, if you will. All righty, coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch and Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. We got a lot more coming your way. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn. Go right ahead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Don and Donna are right up there now listening to us on 1330 WLBB in Carrollton, Georgia. Just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And thank you for keeping America free and safe. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, located inside the Mixon Fruit Farms at 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida. Now, when you come to Florida, they're going to give you one of those tourist guides. And when they do, in the tourist guide, it'll tell you about Mixon's Fruit Farms as a destination location, which it is. They'll tell you about where they're located. Now, what they don't tell you is about the hidden gem of Bradenton, and that is the Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. Now, I want you to check them out, because I'm telling you, the sandwiches they got there, the renowned Cuban sandwich, the grandma's pot roast, slow roasted, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese, the BLT sandwich, one of the best I've ever had anywhere, with their world famous applewood bacon stacked high, the amazing Superman, the nightclub sub, the burger, the forklift burger, large and in charge, seasoned to perfection with your choice of cheese. It will not disappoint you. And you can always finish your lunch with orange swirl ice cream that Mixon is known for. So that's Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Visit them today for lunch, the hidden gem of Bradenton. You can call ahead, 941-748-5829, located at 2525 27th Street South in Bradenton. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I'm hungry after that.
Hey, listen, I get hungry right around this time, too.
Yeah, listen, you've had that orange swirl ice cream there. I know you have.
Yeah, that stuff's good. I love that. It's one of my favorites. It's a treat.
Yeah. Well, when you come down here, I'm telling you, when you come down here, we'll get together and we'll take the Markowski truck-o-meter over there. How's that?
Sounds good.
All right. Now, I know you didn't get a chance to see all of what the president said last night, or Vice President Pence, but it was kind of like a 1-2 punch. Vice President Pence had a lot to say about the socialism that's racking the progressive left side of the aisle. And persuasiveness, if you will, of the president and what he had to say, because they were absolutely wild last night in his speech.
Well, listen, I think that, you know, you obviously have to talk a little bit about the fact that a lot of the candidates on the left are talking up all these handouts and giveaways and socialism stuff. And that's what I've been focusing on quite often on my program is breaking down people's ideas and just how nonsensical they are. It was interesting yesterday. I was watching some Democrat donors that were and big business people on CNBC, and they were being asked questions about this. And their basic reply is, candidates say a lot of things on the campaign trail. Doesn't mean that they're going to get them done. So I kind of find that, somewhat fascinating that some of these people are coming out and saying, yeah, these people might be just saying this stuff and they're not going to follow through with it. I don't know. This stuff still scares the hell out of me. It really does. And he's right. You know, that socialism never works, never has, never will. And the fact that you have people going out and pushing all this free stuff and all these handouts and giveaways to me is absurd.
Now, have you heard about the security violations that are now popping up and becoming more news because Senator Charles Grassley sent a letter to the State Department and found out the update on this, and he released the information that they've identified 23 violations and 7 major infractions that have been referred for criminal referral from the State Department with 15 different individuals. Have you heard about that?
I don't know what this has to do. Does this have to do with the investigation, the Russian investigation?
Clinton's emails, to be specific.
Oh, this is Clinton's going back to Clinton's emails.
That's right.
I heard something that there were, in regards to Clinton's emails, like there was extra security violations that weren't reported as of yet. And
that's it. Mm-hmm.
I don't know where that this is going to go. Just saying this had to do with the State Department at that time. One of the things that I believe that Trump, you know, he's not going to get much done in the next 2 years in regards to getting anything through Congress. One of the things he should do is drain swamp, go after these various different agencies, start getting rid of people, get rid of these career bureaucrats and start over.
Well, yeah, and you won't get any arguments from us about that. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, everybody, the host of the Watchdog on Wall Street program, heard on many of these same stations right here that we're talking on right now. The money situation and everything that involves currency and trading and this and that and the other, gets everybody's attention. Certainly, your retirement money and how people talk about it. And by the way, there was something during one of the broadcasts last night talking about 7 tips to make your retirement money last. Have you ever heard about that?
Well, I hear often all sorts of tips that people give in regards to making your money last. It's one of the most important things. It's real kind of simple. You spend less more than you're taking in, and it's just that simple. You have to be smart in regards to doing that. It's not rocket science. The same thing like dieting. You want to lose weight, take in less calories than you're burning.
By the way, Facebook is rising on the suspected eve of a crypto rollout. What are they rolling out?
They're talking about having their own cryptocurrency, and they've got certain companies that are signed on to this. I don't know. To me, it's a little bit of a show. Yeah, it's going to, at the present time, it's going to definitely force the stock market to the upside. To me, it was described yesterday, interestingly, as a gateway drug for people to get involved with these things. I don't trust any of this nonsense. I really don't. I don't understand the purpose behind this, the necessity behind this, not to mention the fact that you're now going to have Facebook. They already track people already. You're going to be using their cryptocurrency. They're going to be able to track you, everything that you spend.
Jeez. Unbelievable. By the way, John Ketchup Cherry ought to be feeling pretty good because Barron's is telling everybody that the Kraft Heinz stock may finally be poised for a rebound after he kind of went in the toilet here back a year or so ago.
I haven't really been following the stock much. I didn't read the story in regards to Barron's and what they were saying. So, I have to take a look at that.
Okay, well, you can let us know whether or not the Ketchup King is going to be more.
Well, he's not the Ketchup King. He's the Ketchup Queen.
Oh,
he married into the family. He didn't have anything to do with starting that business.
Okay, all right.
He married Teresa Hines, her husband was in charge of that, and it was the family behind that, not him. He married into it.
Okay, and they used to own a sports team, I think.
The Heinz family? I think the Heinz Field. I think that's something to do with that in Pittsburgh, right? I don't know if they
Yeah, they had Heinz Field. Okay, there you go. Naming rights. Okay. By the way, Target, or Target, whatever you want to call it, is taking an estimated $50 million hit from the recent register outage they had when they lost the power and they lost their cash register's ability to be able to ring up sales.
Yeah, well, you think about all the stores around the country and if they're shut down for a period of time, and obviously, you take a hit from that.
Yeah, but does that mean that some of the things that they were supposed to be selling, that they were doing by hand for people that were able to buy and pay cash, that they weren't able to do that, or they screwed it up, or what's that mean?
I think maybe it just slowed things down. To some degree, or maybe people walked out because the lines too long. I'm not sure exactly the reason for it, but you got to think about all the Target stores all around the country, all at the same time being down for a period of time. It can slow things down. It can hurt numbers.
And Boeing has solved the problem with their MAX jet. They're going to change the name.
They're going to change the name, and they actually had some sales. Yes, yesterday at the Paris Air Show. I think it was British Airways bought a bunch of the airplanes, so that's good to hear.
All right, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go over there, check him out, and see all the great things that he has to offer. By the way, we're coming right back with our friend Colonel Jim Warshak, former U.S. Air Force colonel, and also the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. We'll talk military first, the first segment. Second segment, we'll talk politics. I'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.